about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Police have made an emergency declaration as firefighters battle a fire that has destroyed two homes and damaged two others in Woolloongabba. Emergency services were called to the blaze on Heaslip Street in Woolloongabba at around 2:30am, where they found two homes were occupied and the other two were vacant. Six crews have been working to extinguish the blaze. Multiple ambulance crews are at the scene, but there are no reported injuries. A Public Safety Preservation Act was declared just before 3am and was up for several hours, but has since been lifted. Authorities have asked the public to avoid the area and for residents to close windows due to a large amount of smoke.
And the Queensland Government is pushing for police watch houses and adult prisons to be used as youth detention centres, a proposed law change which overrides the Human Rights Act. The controversial amendments also included proposals to decriminalise public drunkenness and begging, and removing some police powers over sex workers. However, as the proposals were tabled during debate on a child protection bill on Wednesday, they will not be considered by the committee. Greens MP Michael Berkman accused the government of disregarding democracy and said, quote, "they've completely undermined and effectively betrayed their own Human Rights Act," end quote.
In national news, the ABC has confirmed that Managing Director David Anderson has been reappointed for a further 5 years. He was first appointed to the position in May 2019, with his term listed to end in May 2024. In a statement, the broadcaster said, quote, "the board has confirmed his reappointment to end speculation about the tenure," end quote. This follows the announcement that ABC Chair Ida Buttrose will not seek reappointment.
The first of many controversial Australian monuments are set to be torn down across the country following a council vote and a campaign run by First Nations advocates. The colonial-era statue honouring William Crowther, a former premier who mutilated the body of an Aboriginal man, will be removed to recognise the hurt he caused Tasmania's Aboriginal community. This is the first time in Australia that a monument will be removed due to demands from First Nations people and advocates campaigning for many more to follow. The base of the statue will now become a part of a reinterpretation project dedicated to truth-telling.
In international news, Russia's Civil Aviation Authority says that 10 people have died in a Moscow jet crash. Authorities say that Wagner Group boss Yevgeny Prigozhin, as well as Wagner commander Dmitry Yulik, were on board the private jet that crashed in the north of Moscow, in which there have been no survivors. Mr. Prigozhin has recently garnered controversy and has been labelled a traitor by Russian President Vladimir Putin. At this current time, the crash is being treated as suspicious.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.